Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. The NFL officially kicked off the season last Thursday with a close rematch between the 2016 Super Bowl teams. Of course, there was a full slate of NFL games on Sunday. Tonight will be the first Monday Night Football traditional doubleheader. But the league continues to struggle with concerns about concussion-related brain trauma to players. Take a listen to this from the first game of the season, Carolina Panthers versus the Denver Broncos.
The flag is thrown. Shaquille Barrett put the heat on. Newton writhing on the ground.
Oh, it's a shot to the head, too.
Yep, helmet to helmet.
That audio courtesy of NBC, but you heard it there. Helmet to helmet. Carolina quarterback Cam Newton took several hits to the head during that game, including a last one which was ruled an illegal hit. And even after that, Cam Newton stayed in the game. Now, a few years ago, in response to public pressure over concussions and long-term health effects on players, the league put in a new system. NFL games now have one concussion spotter who sits in the booth above the field and two unaffiliated neurotrauma consultants for every game. They're supposed to stop a player from playing if they suspect a possible concussion during play. Now, the league says that the new protocols have been effective, but are they? And will they lead to healthier players in retirement? Chris Nowinski is co-founder of the Concussion Legacy Foundation. Chris, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
This system of spotters, concussion spotters, or eye-in-the-sky spotters, how does it work?
Well, there's a trained athletic trainer up in the skybox with the television feed with binoculars who has the ability to call down to the sideline and have the medical team remove a player who has shown concussion signs.
What can you tell from a distance when this spotter sees something? What are they looking for and what can they really discern from where they are?
Well, this started because there were some very obvious concussions that were missed by the sideline staff. The kind of things where a player stays on the field holding their head in pain, or where a player stands up and then loses their balance. Balance is sometimes impaired with concussion and usually is a very obvious sign. And those are the most common things you can see, you know, from that far away.
So a concussion, though, doesn't have to be from a hard, head-wrenching hit, right, necessarily. I mean, there can be a series of softer hits or one hard hit followed by softer hits. This is not just a question of head-banging collisions that cause concussion.
No, I wouldn't say it's often a number of smaller hits. Certainly, you have the concussions usually caused by rapid head movement which doesn't involve a direct blow to the head, but could involve a whiplash type of movement. But certainly it is one hard hit that's going to trigger the injury.
So the eye in the sky calls down to the sideline, says, I think Jones is showing signs of a concussion. What happens on the sideline under league rules or under team protocols? They get Jones off the field and then what?
What happens is they need to determine, whether or not they want to do a partial evaluation or a full evaluation, and that is sort of can sometimes trip them up. But a full evaluation would take about 8 to 10 minutes. It would involve the team doctor. It would involve what's called a UNC or unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant, so an independent doctor on the sideline who participates and observes as per the collective bargaining agreement with the NFL. And both of those doctors need to feel comfortable putting that player back in, or otherwise they will hold them out if they do find signs of a concussion.
So both of those doctors have to concur that this player is fit to play. If one overrules the other, the player can't go back on the field?
Correct.
So this part of the system, we talked about the eye in the sky spotters, this part of sideline review, is it helping the players?
It is helping the players. I mean, the weak spots that you see in a case like Cam Newton is, you know, what you call a sign of concussion. So Cam Newton takes a severe blow to the head. He gets hit. He doesn't get back up for a few seconds. He gets onto his hands and his knees and looks like he's in pain. To me, that triggers a concussion evaluation, but that may not meet the criteria that the current spotters are using. And then the second hole in the process is, the medical team did say a couple days later that they did talk to Cam Newton during the 2 minutes and 22 seconds that the game was stopped, but that they didn't perform a full evaluation. And so therefore, what you can accomplish in 2 minutes when you're not really using any tests is, how do you feel? If the player says fine, they can go back in. So there's still gaps that are going to allow players with concussion or a player with delayed symptoms of a concussion to remain in the game and expose themselves to injury.
And are you satisfied that the unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant, the second consultant on the sideline that you mentioned, is truly independent and isn't under any kind of perverse incentive to satisfy the teams that he or she is working for?
Well, they aren't working for the teams, and that's really the idea of having the UNC, the independent doctor, is that they're chosen by both the NFL Players Association and the NFL. And so they are really meant, they're about as independent as you can get. They get somebody who they trust in their training to understand sports concussion, but they're not, you know, there's no money involved. There's not really high prestige involved. We really do hope the players are getting the best care in that situation.
And so one of the problems though, Chris Nowinski, is that none of this changes the very nature of the game at the NFL level, right? Very, very big men colliding very, very hard with each other, with their heads. There's better review, there's better evaluation, but it doesn't really change the nature of what's going on in the field.
Correct. What it's solving is the ethical problem of us seeing clearly brain damaged players being put back in the harm's way against what would be considered proper medical guidelines. So we all feel better now about watching the games. It doesn't necessarily change these terrible outcomes that we're worried about for football players. It's not necessary. We don't know if it's going to change outcomes with chronic traumatic encephalopathy if we catch a few more concussions. We don't know how many cases of post-concussion syndrome we're preventing. So it's the right thing to do, and we absolutely should be focusing on this on game day. But it sort of distracts from the bigger problem that we're diagnosing these former football players, and not just NFL players, with this degenerative brain disease, CTE.
So, Chris Nowinski, we all feel better watching these games, but how long is it going to take before a scientific review can actually tell us whether these rules, these new procedures, are improving the health of retired athletes, preventing CTE, and preventing compromised health of players years after they've left?
Yeah, we won't know that answer for decades, unfortunately. We still can't diagnose CTE in living people, so we can't take a baseline measurement of athletes' health now and see what happens in the future. So the reality is we need to invest a lot more energy and money into understanding these long-term problems because they are, CTE is really a destructive disease, and we don't have our arms around it yet.
Chris Nowinski, co-founder of the Concussion Legacy Foundation. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.